Hi, this is Fabi Fav.
And this is Babelito.
And we are
Latinos Who Lunch, the podcast where we talk about important things like...
You got a big man foot to match your big manly body. Hello, hello, hello.
Que shosh.
How are you, Babelito?
I am doing great here in my very big empty office at the University of Illinois at Chicago.
Well, I am recording live from the storage room at the Sugar Hill Children's Museum of Art and Storytelling in beautiful Manhattan, New York.
Pura pinche elegancia, la de Francia.
I'm right next to the toilet paper and the trifold. Oh no, the C-fold. Toallas de papel. Blanco, 10 paquetes.
Punto com.
De 240 toallas. Okay. That's so nice. It's in Spanish for us and everything.
Bitch, you have natural, ¿cómo se llama? Sound what? Softening equipment with that toilet paper.
I know. It's right in front. And it's probably still echoey as fuck. So I apologize to the listeners.
Qué vida, güey. Qué vida. ¿Cómo has estado? ¿Cómo te trata New York's?
Well, you know, I think I've been here like 3 weeks or something. I don't know. It seems like an eternity. But I think I'm getting used to it. And, you know, they say, like, if you can make it in New York, you can make it anywhere, kid. You know, so.
Sure.
I feel like I can make it here. There's definitely neighborhoods that I like better than others. I think in the Bronx where I'm staying now, they see me as a gentrifier, which I totally am. So,
yeah,
they're not very nice to me there. But I love the Bronx because it's so real, and it kind of reminds me of my old neighborhood in Vegas, just because there's so many brown people there. I feel like, you know, being from the Southwest, you're just used to, you know, like open air and having space to like lay down.
En tu carro. Yeah. Like it's so different, man. Here's like a whole entire new world. I always feel like I'm in a different country every time I go on the other side of the Colorado. It's like it's just another different world. I don't know.
Yeah, it's been cool. And, you know, I'm doing an installation here at this museum. But anyway, before we get into what we're doing, have you eaten any good food lately, Latino Who Lunches?
No.
Cool.
Actually, not. I'm trying to save a little bit of money because this past month, I potato for a whole month. I watch a lot of fucking TV and ate a lot of food. So I just had my usual, dos huevos estrellados con un piece de fried bologna and a piece of toast with cream cheese. So that was, y un plátano.
You eat that on purpose?
Chinga tu madre.
You eat fried bologna on purpose?
I love fried bologna. I buy those big-ass packages que tienen como 100 pedazos, güey. And siempre me los acabo. And I was like, I'm always like, no, se me van a hacer malos. But if I get high, like, I need a tortilla con a fried bologna. It's like my to-go snack. So a big package of like 50 pieces of bologna me dura menos de un mes, güey. I'm always eating them. So yes, I eat it on purpose several fucking times.
Wow. Cool.
¿Y tú qué comiste hoy?
Oh my gosh. So me and all the people that are helping me, mostly dudes that are helping me here at this museum, we've been going to this place called the Mexican Culture. It's in Washington Heights on like Amsterdam and like 163rd, I want to say.
Let me guess the decoration of this place. Okay. It has murals. And the murals have flowers and maybe somebody with unibrow somewhere over there. Maybe in Chango.
Girl, we're not in Pilsen. We're in Washington.
Oh my God.
This ain't no Mexi fantasy, okay? It's a legit place. The people are from Puebla. You want to know the decoration? There is zero decoration. The decoration is stacks of tortillas and coolers full of agua de Jamaica and tamarindo and shit. It's legit.
My God. So they have poblano. Oh, because They call it Puebla York, because it's filled with poblanos.
They do?
Yeah. Who was telling me? Marta. Hey, shout out, Marta. She's like, yeah, like everybody knows that, like Puebla York. Everywhere you go, especially in the delis, you find a Mexican and chances are he's going to be from Puebla.
Yeah, it's great. Today, the guy, I don't remember his name. I have, there's, you know, all these white people to me look the same, so I don't know their names. But he had costillas. So he had ribs with pepian on them, like mole, like de pepita, you know, or whatever.
Pipian, yeah.
Pipian, thank you so much. And then I had enchiladas. I had the combo number 3. Dos enchiladas, dos tamales, arroz y frijoles. Can you believe it?
I do. I can't believe it. Pipian is the shit. Tell pipian. People what is a pepita?
Isn't that like a pumpkin seed?
Yes, it's a sunflower seed, yes. No, a pumpkin seed. Sunflower pumpkin.
It's a pumpkin seed, way. You don't even know. Why are you asking me, fool?
Porque yo no sé, güey, por eso te pregunto.
I don't know how to say it. You think I know what it is?
Well, you've been eating better than me. I've been eating a lot of sushi, but that...
Bitch, you eat bologna. Anything I eat is better than what you're eating.
Excuse me?
Did you ever see that episode of Maury? Did you used to watch Maury, first of all?
No. What is that?
What? You don't know the Maury Povich show?
Like, oh, the Maury Povich show. Yes, I never saw it. I mean, I know what it is, but I've never saw it.
Oh, my God. Like, who are you? What are you
doing? Bitch, just because you went to live tapings and everything doesn't mean everybody has to watch that shit. I have been to
the live taping of the Maury Povich show several times. Okay? I was a fan when I was in high school. And I remember they had this episode of people that hated themselves, like hated the characteristics that they had themselves, you know? So there was this white woman who hated white people. Like she was racist against her own people. That's how they spun it. I know that's not, white people can't be racist.
That's not possible.
Right. Her, you know how they do like a sizzle reel, like in the commercial, like right before or whatever they call it, the teaser. And she's like, I hate white people. They smell like wet dog and bologna. So every time I hear the word bologna, I think of that clip.
And now you're going to think of me. Oh, beautiful.
Very problematic. Beautiful. So I just like you. So it all makes sense.
So now that you don't have to troca, like you don't have your car, like you take the subway every day. Like what are you doing?
Girl, I take the subway, the bus, the Lyft, anything to get me to where I need to go on time. My trek from the Bronx to Sugar Hill is on a bus mostly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, it's true. You just get used to it. Like, when I first got on the bus, it was like me and a bunch of abuelas on the bus, literally crammed, like, standing there. Like, we couldn't even fit on the bus.
Tejiendo todas juntas.
And I was like, there's no time to tejer in New York, bitch. Are you kidding me? And I was like, they really got to do something about this public transportation here. This is not fair.
This is a mess.
I can't believe people pay for this. And now I'm like, oh, I'm used to it. I'm just like, okay, cool. Let me just stand on this person's chin over here. Like, cool. No problem. Personal space. I don't need that. Who cares? I'm like in somebody's sovaco and shit. Like, okay, like it's a normal thing. How was your commute?
Well, right now the weather is beautiful. It's actually sunny, but people keep scaring me and saying that there's been times where we don't have sun for 2 months straight. So every time there's sun, I'm fucking walking around and enjoying it because being from the Southwest, we're used to 360 days of sun. So I've been taking a bike. There's like this service here, which is awesome. And you just rent a bike and drop it off wherever. Not wherever, but there's like stations and there's stations fucking everywhere. So I've been taking the bike pretty much every day to school. The subway, it's physically touching my wall, like the metro. So I can just walk outside.
Wait, in your house? Metro.
Yeah, like I hear it every single night. It's right there. Like you can see it from my window going by. But to be honest, like I hated it. It used to wake me up because the service stops at 1:30 a.m. and it starts at 5 a.m. Me levantaba porque pensé que estaba temblando. Like I did that for like 2 weeks. And now lo oigo y me arrulla. I'm like, oh, it's 5 o'clock. I still have a couple hours more to sleep.
Nice.
So I sometimes take the subway, sometimes. And wait, yo sé. And I'm trying to save now because I know when it gets cold, I'm gonna be like, fuck it. So I'm going to be taking lifts all day long. Like, I can't deal with con el frío, güey. No tengo ni chaquetas. I don't have fucking jackets. I don't have boots. It's going to be brutal. I'm going to be in a bad mood for a while. But it's okay. I mean, Chicago is beautiful. It's hella segregated. So you only see certain people at certain places. It's so fucking weird.
I've heard that about Chicago, that it's one of the most segregated cities in the country.
Right. So you're in Pilsen, and like one side of Pilsen is all Mexican, and one side of Pilsen is Mexican with gentrifiers. And then you cross Pilsen. Amen. And then you cross Pilsen and the area where UIC is, because this used to be Pilsen. The university basically took over the Mexican neighborhood, and it's all white people. And in fact, there's a certain stop in the pink line where that I use all the time, and there's a stop where all the white people get in, and you know that you're in UIC. The same thing downtown. It's fucking crazy, man. That's a part that I really, really don't like, because I don't know, maybe other cities in the Southwest are like that, but you're in your bubble driving around that you don't think about it. And here you see it. You see that segregation, like the physical physical sight of how the neighborhood starts changing colors as you start crossing sometimes one fucking street. It's madness. It's crazy. But hey, you know, here we are.
Wow. Well, we're two Latinos, big city living, lunching on the go.
Hijo de la chingada.
Bologna tacos and all.
O sea, güey, primero you were obsessed with my fucking bowel movements, and now you're obsessed with my bologna eating disorder.
I'm not obsessed. I'm disgusted. It's the opposite.
It's the same thing. I just can't believe the same family.
I used to eat bologna sandwiches when we were like, when my mom bought my food for me, and that's the only thing we could afford to eat.
Bitch,
like, you've moved past that.
No, you don't.
You do.
No, you don't. It's like nostalgia food. Like, you have to have it. Like, it brings good memories.
It does not bring good memories to me, girl. It does not.
Bitch, I used to be the king of sandwiches. My aunts used to visit and be like, ay, mijo, hágame un sandwich. Le ponía mayonesa, mostaza, queso, cottage cheese. Jamón, bologna.
Look, I've said it
lechuga,
once.
Tomate,
I said it once.
Y pepino.
I said it once and I'll say it before. Mexicans are the worst at making sandwiches, like American style sandwiches.
Excuse you.
Yep. Stick to tortas. Stick to tortas. Tortas, yes. That's our version of sandwiches. But girl, cottage cheese on a sandwich? What are you doing with your life?
Bitch, a 12-year-old Babelito sandwich is the best thing. One day I'm going to make it to you, and you're going to be like, oh, I get it. Yeah. Like the fucking Winnie burritos de Juarez. You got it. Yes.
Well, probably, because your ass is always high. That sounds like some high food to me.
Hey, new beginnings, new beginnings. Oye, güey, pero what are you doing in the Sugar Hill Museum?
Oh, my gosh. I am covering pretty much most of the museum in paper. I'm making my big murals, and I'm really excited about it. I have a big crew. It's been a learning experience working with so many amazing people. I mean, it's a lot. So if you're in New York, the show opens, I believe, October 21st. And when is this going to come out? In like 2 days, on Thursday? So
yeah.
If you want a sneak peek.
Oh, mañana, güey.
And if you're a listener, please message me and you can get a sneak peek. I can let you in. Tomorrow, Angelica from Balloon is coming.
Shut up. Fuck you. I don't want to hear it. I'm so jealous.
She's my friend. Like, nada que ver, güey. It's just normal. I met her this weekend at New Latin Wave.
And te moriste.
Bitch, I was totally fangirling, but then I didn't realize that she was also fangirling, so it was just like an awkward. It was so cute,
girl. We've had Instagram chats, and I'll be like, Angelica, tu música es muy importante para mí. And she's like, no, your podcast is really important for me. It's so... I'm dying to meet her.
She is so talented, dude. She did this showcase of, like, composers. She curated this group of composers at New Latin Wave, and it was beautiful. She had this, like, quartet of string players, and there was a composer there that was, like, 11 years old, and it was a beautiful piece to adults composing pieces from, like, very avant-garde, like, weird experimental shit to, like, more classical things. I really loved her piece. It was a solo cello piece, and then it became very percussive, and it was so beautiful. And there was a live Redo Menea that was awesome. I've been hanging out with Vero and Perez, or I did this past weekend. It's been magical here. It's been really cool.
Well, shout out to Angelica, shout out to Veronica, and shout out to Perez. Amazing women doing amazing things in music. Allá del otro lado del río. Ay, güey. Pero no, wait. Like, what are you doing? Like, what is the concept of this new installation? Because what you just did in Philly, and from what I seen in the pictures, looks very different.
Dude, this is like a teaser episode. So I recorded with Radio Menea. So in a couple weeks, I'm going to have an episode with them. I am recording. Actually, this podcast is going to be short because... coming soon to the storage closet at the Sugar Hill Children's Museum is Tea with Queen and Jay. They're going to come record with me right now.
Wow.
Yeah, in like 30 minutes. So it's going to be so fun. And then we just recorded a live episode yesterday at the Berman Museum in Collegeville, Pennsylvania, at the show in the installation that I did. And then upstairs, you curated the show that I was in. So I'm so excited for that episode. Hopefully the quality is good and we can air it as our like 100th episode. So shout out to all my homies in Collegeville, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Charlie, to Teddy, to everybody out there. They're amazing.
Shout out to Breakfast Pizza. That was so amazing. Oh, they treat us well.
They treat us correct, girl. Yeah, I mean, that is the standard now. That they just treated me so amazing. That museum is incredible. I can't thank them enough. I don't know. I feel like I have a community there now that I can rely on, and it's so cool.
So speaking of teasers, we've been getting messages back left and right, back and forth, left and right.
Oh wait, I didn't talk about what the show is about.
Ah, sí, dime.
So you're gonna fucking roll your eyes at this, but I thought it was funny. I thought it would be funny to do a cheesy title for this installation, and it's called Recuérdame.
Ay, la otra.
It's Recuérdame. Recuérdame means remember me in English, and it's not only a statement, but I'm also posing the question with that. So I'm taking stills from famous Disney movies, basically, that portray Latin American culture or Latin American landscapes. Right. And I collage them together to make 7 murals that cover the main space here at the Sugar Hill Children's Museum of Art and Storytelling. That's and it actually cool. starts with Jose Maria Velasco, because that's like, I wanted to tie in the work that I'm doing now. Yeah. So it starts with a Jose Maria Velasco painting, and then it goes into this like really crazy jungle scene from Los Tres Caballeros. And then it goes into Saludos Amigos, which is an old Disney movie. And then it goes into like The Emperor's New Groove. And there's like a little bit of jungle and stuff from Peter Pan. And then it goes into, there's like little pieces of Coco and stuff within the mix. So come check it out. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it already, but it opens on October 21st.
That sounds fucking amazing. Speaking of teasers, as I said before, we have been getting a lot of messages about this new reality show that just came out on Netflix.
Bitch. Are you talking about this Made in Mexico bullshit?
Güey.
What?
It is the fucking worst show Netflix has ever created. I'm going to destroy it. I can fucking wait for you to watch it.
How many episodes is there?
Ay, son como 10, güey, pero you need to watch just 3. There's one episode about Día de los Muertos. Con eso te digo todo, güey. It's just fucking white Mexico City, filthy, rich Mexicans.
Don't give it away.
That's it. That's all you need to know.
People have been emailing me and, like, texting me about it with barf emojis, so I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
So I refuse to watch. I refuse to want to watch it. My roommate, Luis, he's like, oh, my God, I'm glued. I'm like, this is so fucking gross. I'm not going to do it.
And is then Luis, is Luisito hate watching it or, like, watching it because he's one of those people?
No, he's hate watching it. But it's also okay, because it's like I was obsessed with all the Housewives for a long time.
Yes.
And so is he. So it's that same format. But it's just like.
Oh, you know what?
¿Qué pedo?
I have a prediction.
Predícame.
I'm gonna fucking love it.
Well, that's the whole fucking thing. Like, I was like,
but like hate watch love it. You know what I'm talking about?
No, right. Because it's so disgusting, and that's what I'm doing. I'm hate watching it. I'm in the fourth episode, and I started yesterday. It's so gross.
Oh yeah, because I don't know if anybody remembers, but we did an episode about our white guilty pleasures, and mine was The Hills. I used to love watching.
Oh my god, this is it.
Trash TV show.
This is The Hills, but with con todo the fake morals of rich Mexicans. No, wait, es una mamado tota pinche mundial. It's so gross. I can't wait for you to fucking watch it. It's gonna be so good. So
that's a great drag queen name. And now coming to the stage, Mamada Mundial. Ta-na-na,
ta-na-na, ta-na-na. Ay, oh, con la canción de banda machos. Pendejo. That's hilarious. So yeah, a lot of things are coming. We're getting our shit together for a listener letters episode, and we always tease them because they're the listener's favorite, so it's also coming soon. But I wanted to talk about something because I've been wanting to ask you.
Yeah.
Porque la otra cállate, güey. Porque la otra travels a lot.
Yes.
We got this from us from one of the directors of the Birdman Museum. Why don't you guys do a travel tip episode? Obviously, we don't have a whole hour to do it, but I wanted to hear some of your rituals about traveling, some of your tips, because, bitch, sometimes you travel once a week or even more. So how do you fucking do it to stay sane?
Oh, travel tips. That's a great idea. Okay, let's talk about it. So. First of all, if you fly once a month or more, I recommend, you know what, if you get on a plane every other month, it's worth it getting the TSA pre-check, because it's insane how much time you save. And
that's crazy.
I think it only costs like $80 or $90 to do it for the year, or for like 3 years or something. So, number one, do that. Number two, sign up. Try to get those miles, girl. Like, anytime that you book a flight. Yeah, anytime that you book a flight, make sure you're booking it. Try to book it through the same airline. And if you can't do that, make sure you don't do it as a guest online. Like, you actually sign up for, a membership or a login, you know, to have a frequent flyer number.
I see.
It's totally worth it. That shit adds up.
I need to do that.
I mean, my ritual, the thing is that I travel so much now that I don't even unpack anymore. I just, all my toiletries, all my suitcases or whatever, I only travel. I did the mistake actually of traveling with a checked bag this time. And usually I travel with a carry-on no matter how long I'm leaving.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much easier than waiting for your bag. And I wear the same shit every day. So I can, you know, I can fold shirts and pants, and I can just wash them every week, you know, and fit them in a carry-on.
Right.
But if you are going to take a giant bag, just, girl, you just got to make sure you don't go over the weight limit, because that's my mistake every time.
You know, like, Latinos who have the privilege to travel back to their countries, we fucking do that, man. We take the biggest luggage and we travel back con todo el pinche y el molcajete, los chiles. I've seen some shit in Mexico City airports. Like, it's just crazy. But I used to be like that. I used to travel with a big-ass suitcase, compraba todo lo que se me ocurría, and it was always a fucking nightmare. And I'm starting to do the same thing. Like, I'm starting to travel just with my backpack, con dos pinches pantalones, tres, cuatro camisetas, and un chingo de calzones, because, you know.
Because like you shit yourself all the time because you're eating fucking bologna tacos, you piece of shit.
Yeah. It's just like, I always run out of calzones, man. I don't know what it is. Ask Paco, like, in Arquetopia, he always makes fun of me.
It's because
that.
You have the sense of a fucking 12-year-old, bro. Like, every time we travel, you never bring toothpaste.
Oh, bitch.
Travel tip. Bring toothpaste. Bring toothpaste. No, but no. I seriously don't even take my kit out, my toiletry kit out. I always have it ready. I actually always use, now instead of like having fancy little bags for everything,
yeah,
bitch, I push it in a Ziploc bag. Like, they're clear. You can see what's in them. Bada bing, bada boom. That's it. So I use Ziploc bags. I always put dryer sheets in my bags so it smells like fresh laundry, you know? And that always helps.
Ooh,
and it helps your clothes stay like soft and not like too wrinkly. It actually does help with that. And it smells good. Let's see, another tip. Oh my gosh, there's so many tips here. If for anybody that rides Amtrak, which is really awesome, especially on the East Coast, there's this service called the Red Cap service for Amtrak.
Oh, you were saying that yesterday. Yes.
It's amazing. So it helps big time if you have luggage and you're getting on a train. So let's say you're in Philly and you're taking the train to New York. Look for the people wearing red hats that say Amtrak on them, not Make America Great Again. Those are the wrong people. And so what you do is you just go up to them. You say what train you're going to be on, and they say, okay, great, just be back here at this time. And they take your luggage. They give you a baggage claim ticket. Make sure they give you a baggage claim ticket so you know they're legit. Mm-hmm. And then they will take you down to your train track before everybody else. They, like, take you down a service elevator. They load your bag on the train, and you get to pick your seat before everybody else rushes down
nice.
To board.
That sounds sketchy, though.
No, it's not. They're Amtrak employees that work for tips. So you just give them like $5 and it's like, it saves you so much time. You don't have to wait in line. I've done it several times, and it's one time I didn't even have luggage. I just did it and it was awesome.
So one of my biggest pet peeves is like people que duran como 3 fucking hours getting all of their shit out when they're going through security. So I used to be one of those people. So now, for example, even before I get to the airport, I put all of my shit in my backpack, mi celular, everything, even if before I get out of the car. Yeah. And I don't wear my belt till after I cross security, because that's just, I don't know, it's 20 seconds. But if you add 20 people, 40 people taking off their belt, that's a long fucking time. I always travel with 2 types of shoes. The bulkiest shoes, I wear them with me just because, not to take a lot of space in my luggage. And then like another pair like small, simple pair of shoes, you know. So I always have 2 pairs of shoes when I travel. But quítense todo, man. Like before you get to the airport, like las pulseras, just put everything in your backpack. Like make it part of your ritual of packing, you know. Like just how you pack all your toiletries and all this shit, like pack your belt that you're gonna wear that day, pack your shoes that you're gonna wear that day. So by the time you get to security, nada más sacas tu compu y boom, y se acabó, as opposed to like, oh shit, my this, oh shit, the change, oh shit, that. I fucking hate that so much. But those are the little things that are really gonna save you time. But also, I think, like, I hate traveling. I mean, I have the privilege to fucking say that. I'm very aware of that. I hate traveling, but I think one of the things that I realize is not so much the traveling part, it's the security part. And the reason is because, again, sometimes it can take hours and it's very uncomfortable, but it's a reminder of the fact that we're nobody and we have no rights, especially when you travel to another country. At any second, they can put you back in a fucking office or take away your fucking civil liberties, and you don't know. So just that, even though I never carry anything that will make me feel like I'm going to be taken away by security, it's that it's almost like this liminal fucking moment where everything can go to shit for if si se les da la pinche gana, you know what I mean? Especially when you're an immigrant, especially when you're undocumented, like you have to go through even more screening. So just thinking about that process, even when I have all the privilege of just go back and forth in airports and countries, it's still that. It's a fucking reminder that freedom is a fucking illusion, man. And I hate it. So if we can make that process super fast, then like ni se pongan calzones, lo que sea, güey. As long as you like don't para que no lo atrases, you know?
Yeah, I guess my biggest travel tip is like pack light. I feel like everybody overpacks all the time for no reason, and it's not necessary. Also, if you're on a plane, please just be conscious that you're in a fucking capsule with hundreds of people. Like, don't drink a big gulp before getting on a plane because you know you're going to have to pee and bother everybody. Like, I don't understand when people do that. Like, I try so hard to just, like, remain calm on a plane, and people do the fucking most.
Bitch, the worst is when people... When people want to go to the bathroom, y ni siquiera despegado el pinche avión. It's like, why didn't you go to the fucking bathroom before you got on the fucking plane? I started noticing that thanks to Christy Lee. Shout out, Christy. She is a flight attendant, and she started telling me all this shit that people do. And I'm like, oh my God, like, I do not want to be one of those people. So I'm aware of that. And one of the things that I'm starting to do is comerme algo y tomar agua antes de salir de la casa. Because one of the things that was happening to me is that I will get so hungry as soon as I smell those Cinnabons in the fucking airport. And I started eating trash from the beginning of the day in the airport. And being inside of airplane, like, me deshidrata. I don't know what it is. So, like, I have to be drinking water constantly, because otherwise by the time I finish my my travelings, I have a headache and it's just worse. So just, again, take an extra 5 minutes, comete un plátano, comete un sandwich de bologna, drink some water, and then head to your travels, and you're gonna feel so much better.
All right, thank you, Bologna Boy. Those are great tips. Hey, we're gonna take a little break, and then we're gonna be right back with recommendations.
Hey everyone, Pavelito here with a special announcement. You guys know that there's always the smart thing to do and the not so smart thing to do. You know, if you're looking to hire somebody, there are job sites that send you to tons of the wrong resumes to sort through, and that's not smart. There are job sites also that make you wait for the right candidates to apply to your job. Nope, not smart either. And you know what's smart? Is going to ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. You heard it right. ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. And that's the perfect site to go and hire the right person. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful machine technology scans thousands of resumes, identifies people with the right skills, education, and experience for your job, and actively invites them to apply it, so you get qualified candidates fast. A ver, ¿qué más quieren, cabrones? And right now, our listeners can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address. Pongan atención. ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. That's right. That's ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. ZipRecruiter.com/Latinos. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Oh my God, I miss my favorite restaurant in Las Vegas, Lindo Michoacán,
the original
on Desert Inn. How about you, Babelito? Do you miss that restaurant?
Yo también, güey. I'm going to go on Thanksgiving, and I'm tempted to have Thanksgiving in fucking Lindo Michoacán.
God, let's ask Lindo Michoacán if they'll make us a turkey. You think they'll do it?
Fuck, ¿cómo se vería un turkey de Lindo Michoacán, güey?
Fantastic. And you know, our listeners get a discount at Lindo Michoacán. If you go to Lindo and you order food and you say, hey, I'm a Latinos Who Lunch listener, guess what, Mimi?
What?
They give you 25% off. So, bitch. Lindo Michoacán, the original one on East Desert Inn, right across the street from my smoke shop, from my dispensary. No, right across... I'm like divulging too much information. I'm sorry. Anyway, 25% off, bitch. It's the best. And if the waiter's like, what? Latinos who what? You just got to remind them. Like,
yeah.
They said on the radio that on the podcast that you would give us a discount, and they'll give it to you.
Yes. All you have to say is, is this the place with the sopa de fideo? Is this the place with the carnitas de Michoacán con Coca-Cola? Is this the place with the organic margaritas? Then I am right. I need my Latinos Who Lunch discount, and they will give it to you. And we've had listeners who have actually tweeted us saying thank you because they got a big-ass discount. So shout out to everybody who's made it to Latinos Who Lunch, to Lindo Michoacán, and, of course, shout out to La Michoacán.
Okay. Save water. Drink margaritas.
Drink margaritas.
Lindo Michoacán. What a fucking mess this episode is. Come on. And we're back.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, let's do this. Do you have a recommendation? Do you want me to go first?
I have a recommendation. I'm actually very excited.
Hurry. Go. So I only have 5 minutes. Tea with Queen and Jay are probably waiting outside for me.
Okay, so I have an album that just came out yesterday, actually. It's an album by this Mexico City, Ecatepec, to be exact, band. It's called Odiseo with double S, and the album is Cambio Estacional. This is baladas románticas con un toque de los Yonix, con un toque del fucking new wave, 80s, beautiful, melodramatic, romantic, I'm breaking up with you, please don't break up with me type of music. It's fucking gorgeous. Again, the name of the album is called Cambio Estacional. The band is Odiseo, and this is their third album. And check out the singles Invencible y Los Imanes. Los Imanes is my favorite song of the album. Odiseo, Cambio Estacional, no se lo pierdan.
Awesome. My recommendation is this comedian, Nicole Byer. Have you heard of Nicole Byer, Pablito?
Nope.
Okay, I think you know who she is, though, because she has a show on Netflix called Nailed It. Do you know that show where they ask?
I've seen the page. Yes.
They ask these bakers that aren't bakers to try to copy like some sort of confection, like usually a cake or something. And it's hilarious. They do a really bad job at it. I was like, this is such a stupid premise, and then I started watching it and I could not get enough of Nicole Byer. I think she's so funny. So she has that show, and then I found out she has a podcast. It's called Why Won't You Date Me? And she actually, if you go back to listening to the beginning of the podcast, she interviews guys that she's dated before and asks them, why won't you date me? And so it's kind of like a dating advice show where she invites comedians, like her friends, her past lovers, whatever. And they talk about dating, and they talk about Tinder, and they like scroll through her apps and give her advice. And she is just, I really like her. She's so funny. She's, I hate when people say this, but whatever. She's like, she's a bigger girl, and she's always talking about body positivity, and she's very, you know, like, just like not ashamed to say that, like, she loves to have sex, and she's very sex positive, and it's just so refreshing to hear somebody like so honest and funny, and sometimes she gets really vulnerable on the podcast, and it's really good. I've been binge listening to her. Oh my God. And there's an episode with Big Dipper and Meatball, and I love their podcast too. It's called Unbearable. I think I've recommended it before.
I met
Meatball at DragCon. I can't wait.
That's another thing we didn't talk about. Like,
oh my God, bitch. Okay, Nicole Byer, that's my recommendation. This is seriously, this is a bunch of teasers. So I was at DragCon this weekend, and I interviewed over 20 drag queens.
Bitch, I can wait.
Oh my gosh. So I think next week I'm going to have time to edit that episode. So I'll try to put them out. And I'm going to be honest, y'all. I was like so starstruck the whole time that I don't know what to say. Usually I was just like, hi, I love you. But that's probably going to come out next week. Oh my gosh.
Okay, anyway, go to your guest. Go to your guest.
I gotta go. This is gonna be, this is almost like a mordida episode. I can't believe
No, it's almost an hour. We're good.
Girl, it's 39 minutes. Oh, no, you're right. Yeah, it's fine. Some of our episodes are super long. This is a shorter one, you know, like we're doing this every week for y'all. It's fun. It's exciting. And I really appreciate everybody that I've been meeting here in New York. I didn't know that we had so many listeners out here. And I know that you've been meeting a lot in Chicago too, right, Pablito?
Yeah, like I've been stopping the street. Well, in Pilsen, because Pilsen, it's its own thing.
In the street, they're recognizing you?
Wait, no mames. It's in school. Like there's a person that is like, oh my God, you're Pablito. I'm like, no, I'm Emmanuel Ortega, your professor. Also in the Mexican Museum of Art, we went to their opening. They had an exhibition on October 2nd, the 50th anniversary of the massacre in Tlatelolco. It was an amazing exhibition. And yeah, there were like five kids that just came to me. It's pretty fucking cool. And I'm working, I think if everything goes right, we're going to have several presentations here in Chicago in the next semester or two. So stay tuned, everybody in Chicago. Hopefully we'll have live episodes coming soon.
Wow, I can't wait to visit. I haven't been to Chicago in so long. And I just want to give I already have, of course, anytime I go anywhere, I amass a posse of LWL or like queer people, you know, and I already have that here in New York. So it makes me feel really loved. So shout out to Davey and Francisco and Ari and Yvette and Andrea and who else? Oh my God, I'm going to miss somebody. Of course, Angelica, Vero, Perez, so many amazing people that have taken the time to come hang out. My friend Autumn is so beautiful and amazing. I just, you know, part of me feeling okay about being in New York and being treated like shit by so many people constantly in the city is that there is people that give me so much love and support here too. So thank you to them, and thank you to everybody at the Sugar Hill Children's Museum who have been amazing too.
That's beautiful. Andale pues, güey.
Okay, and as always, you can visit us at latinoswholunch.com. Please send your letters to asklwlpod@gmail.com. You can donate at Latinos Who Lunch on Venmo or Cash App. And if you can't donate, at least leave us a review on iTunes, please. 5 stars.
5 estrellas solamente.
Because the more reviews we have, the more visible we are.
And visibility leads to representation, and representation is essential.
Today's episode was produced by Justin Favela and Emmanuel Ortega. Music in the background is by the band Brownout. I'm Fabi Fav.
And I'm Babelito.
Bye.
Chao, 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 cabrones, todos.
Baloney boy.